Instead of fear, the Gaussian maid was instantly filled with a red rage against herself for napping whilst on guard, and deep hatred for her former tormentors. Throwing herself forward, she twisted her ear from the fox's grasp, falling flat in a carpet of dead leaves. Swift as lightning, Flib seized a makeshift spear. Thwip was halfway through, swinging the lash at her, when Flib lunged with the spear. The whip fell unheeded on the ground. Thwip looked puzzled as he stared down at the spear protruding from his midriff. He turned his gaze to Binta. There was a note of complaint in his last words.
She's killed me!
He fell backwards, his paws grasping the spear pole as if he was holding it there. Binta gave an angry, sobbing wail. She ran at Flib, swinging her long willow cane. The shoemaid tried to pull the spear from Thwip, but it was locked in the fox's death grip. A stinging rain of strokes hit her. The vixen swung her cane madly, shouting aloud,
"You slay my Thwip! I'll flog you to death for that!"
The willow slashed down mercilessly at Flib. She huddled on the grass in a futile attempt to protect herself. Then, quite by accident, her paw fell upon the dead fox's whip. Roaring with pain, Flib leapt up. Wielding the lash, it cracked and snaked viciously as the tables turned and the beater became the beaten. The shoemaid became an avenging fury, belabouring her enemy ruthlessly. Dropping the cane, Binta ran off into the night wailing. The din had wakened the two mole dibbins. Gherchin trundled across to Flib, exclaiming,
"Boyogi, Mom, a serpent take of wee fox's old billio, or be humoured?"
Flib shook her head.
"Not so much as hurted, more hurting than anything. I never used a blinking whip afore. I hit myself a few times by mistake. It stings more than that cane. No serious damage, though, just welts and bruises."
Guffy had found Thwip's body. He tried unsuccessfully to pull the spear loose. The little mole shook his head admiringly.
"Her mess, your girdly slayed this, your vermin. Him bain't a coming back for more."
The pain from her beating, plus the realisation that she had killed another creature, sent Flib into shock. She sat down abruptly, her whole body shivering as she rocked back and forth, whimpering and moaning. Guffy stared solemnly at her.
"What be's ailing ye, Miss Fib?"
Gherchin went rummaging through Axtle's pack.
"We think she'm be the sickened with summat. Yer."
Opening a small flask, the mole maid sniffed it.
"Smells like some blackaby wine. Girly strong."